he began, the Son of Man immediately began to start casting out devils. The battle, it was the battle of the princes, right? And the Son of Man against Belial. It was the Son of Man against this other devil, Dagon. It was the Son of Man against all these devils. And the battlefield was the hearts of men. It was the dwelling place of the Spirit, all right? So that when they would see Jesus coming, they would say, oh, torment us not, torment us not. It's not time, it's before our time. They would tremble when they saw the Prince of Life coming to them. Because they wanted to dwell. Send us not out of the region. And he sent them into a herd of swine. And what did they do? Went off a cliff and drowned themselves. The evil comes not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So the hearts of men are the houses of Satan. The Bible says that when an evil spirit goes out of a man, an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it's out of his heart. It seeks to find rest. When it finds none, it says, I will go back to the house from which I've come out, to the heart, the person I've come out. And he brings seven of his buddies, that's eight, and goes in with him. And the latter end of that person is worse than the former. So the Prince of Life had come to cast out the prince of the air or the prince of the world through his death. And Jesus came casting out demons. He was revolting against the kingdom of this world. We used to sing an old song, Satan, Your Kingdom. You remember that song? Must Come Down. I heard a voice from heaven saying, Satan, your kingdom must come down. And Jesus was the first one to begin to tear down the bars of his kingdom. All those that were held in captivity and bruised, he began to heal and to cast out these devils. You don't go very far in his ministries. He comes in one, you know, that's bent over, and he said, thou deaf and dumb spirit, let this person go. Get out of her. You unclean spirit, come out of him. Man, he was casting out, and the book says he was doing it with the little finger of God. He was just using the little finger of God to cast these little wimps out. It was that third he was casting out. He hadn't got to the prince yet. Yeah. It was those third that had already been influenced by Satan. He would just come out of her. That was it. So the Prince of Life came to through death to cast out the prince of the air. Jesus was casting out these devils so much that the Pharisees looked at him and said, wow, he's casting out devils by devils, you know, by devil. He's casting them out by a principal devil, Beelzebub. That's what it is. He's using Beelzebub to cast these devils because Beelzebub is a powerful demon. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said, every kingdom. See, he starts off with kingdom. He came to revolt the kingdom of Satan. Every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. I came to revolt against this kingdom. And then he brings it to you and I. Every city and every house, every family, every relationship, doesn't matter, get it on down, except two agree they can't walk together. And every house divided against itself cannot stand. And if Satan, he said, cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. And how can his kingdom stand? If I be of Satan and cast out Satan, his kingdom is brought to nothing. But he said, I don't cast him out by the chief of devils called Beelzebub. I cast him out, it said, by the Spirit of God. Then the kingdom of God is come to you. I'm going to bring the kingdom to you by using the Spirit of God to cast out these devils. You'd be surprised how many people have devils and you don't know it. You could be sitting close to one. You see, I admire our old timers. They cast them out. Today we counsel them. We're going to counsel them. Back then, brother, they laid their hands. Somebody get a trash can. Come on. That thing was coming out. He said, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man?
out of her.
And then she raised herself up.
Come out of him.
And he began to walk. You see, you can't make him walk as long as he's got the devil in him.
You can't spoil his goods as long as he's got the devil in him. But when you get the devil cast out of him, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. What is the kingdom of God? Peace, joy, righteousness, all these things. Healing, all these things of the kingdom of God is the taste of the power of the world to come. But as long as Satan is got domain in your life, you will never. He wants you to think you're saved and not be saved. That's what he wants. Now the time had come for Christ to be glorified and the earth. And so it was the prince against the prince. He had been casting these little devils out. But now it had come time to meet the prince. And here's where our story really begins. Because if you don't cast out the prince, you hadn't done any good casting out the one third. You've got to get rid of the principal thing. Whatever it is that's holding you back in your life, it can be anger, it can be malice, it can be hatred, it can be all these things. Unless you get rid of the principal thing, you will never go anywhere. You'll never get there. All these other little old things, that's not the principal thing. Solomon talked about getting the principal thing. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. And he said, in all thy getting, get wisdom. Got to get a job, got to get wheels, got to get a car, got to get a house. But he said, in all you're getting, you better get wisdom, because you won't know how to handle the car. You don't know how to handle the marriage. You won't know how to handle the kids if you don't have wisdom. So in all you're getting, get the principal thing, which is wisdom. Better go on. John 14 and 27, the disciples are troubled because he's getting close to meeting the prince of the world. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and I come again unto you. If you love me, ye would rejoice. Because I said, I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. I'm here to tell you the Spirit is always greater than the flesh. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. That's what I like about Jesus. I'm going to tell you before it happens, so when it happens, there's no doubt. Hereafter, I will not speak much with you. I'm going to kind of draw myself into isolation because I'm fixing to face the prince of the world. If you ever want to cast out the principal thing in your life that's holding you back, you better find some time to yourself. You better find some time to pray and to fast and to seek God's face, lest you lose that battle. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The enticer, the tempter, in another writing said, is coming, and he has nothing in me. I've kept myself clean. I've kept myself spotless. I've kept my mouth and my heart on guard. Hallelujah. Now, here he comes. Here he comes. But you know, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry, because he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Let us go face the prince of the air. The time had come where Jesus Christ, the prince of life, would face the prince of death, if you will, in a showdown. The disciples did not understand this kingdom thing. They could not understand it. But he is trying to tell them, when I cast him out, then the kingdom cometh. I'm not sure we understand it or understood it for many years. When I cast him out, then the kingdom cometh. I'm going to die on a cross and the kingdom of God will come to you. And they were wanting to sit on the right and the left, and I want to be a judge and I want to be a priest and I want to do this and I want to do that. They didn't understand it. When I hang on that cross and I say it is finished, then the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost, it says that in the book, will come unto you. So as Christ would be lifted up, he would cast out the prince of this world and all the sheep. The shepherd was smitten and the sheep were scattered. I won't. They all might forsake you, but not I. No, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Satan hath desired to have you, pal, that he might sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that once you're converted, you will strengthen your brother. Thank God for conversion. Can you say amen? Thank God for conversion. So at the last feast of the Passover, they always let loose a prisoner. They let loose one criminal. Kind of like the governor pardons people and he chooses. Or president. I don't know who is president, I think. And there's a list, I'm sure, a mile long. Pardon my son. Pardon my daughter. Pardon my husband. Pardon my... Please, please, please. And in this case, at the Feast of the Passover, one would be released. And Pilate, thinking that, well, this man has done nothing. Surely, they'll say, let him go. So he brings up two men. A thief and a robber and a murderer, the Bible says. A murderer called Barabbas. And he brings up a life giver called Jesus. Who will I let go? Who will I release? Thinking it would be Jesus. But the prince of this air had influenced. He drew men to say, give us Barabbas, away with this Jesus. Oh, Pilate couldn't understand it. But he's done no wrong. Away with Jesus. Little did the prince of this air know that was the plan. Little did he know that was the plan. He influenced them wrongly that day, brother. He'd have been better saying, away with Barabbas, give us Jesus. Because until he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So he's got to be lifted up to draw us. Away with Jesus, crucify him, they said. And that was right on target. And so they took Jesus, the Prince of Life, and all these other devils, Sister Raynell, come out of her. Come out of him. Leave her alone and come back. Not this one. When he got to the Prince of the world, he submitted himself. Why? Because he's got to hang on a cross. I'm telling you, you overcome evil with good. Jesus went about doing good everywhere he went. Hallelujah. But when the prince sent, at the time he cometh, the tempter cometh. He's on his way. He's come. And he exited from the table. And he left the rest of them there. All of you are not clean. There's one of you that will betray me. Is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Is it I? And it was Judas. And the Bible says at that table it was night and Satan entered in. And when they come to get Jesus, he said, it is your hour and the power of darkness. I sat at the table and the temple's daily ministry. You never came, but here I am. And he submitted himself to Lucifer. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. Because that was the plan to raise him from the dead. He thought, Lucifer thought, if I can kill him, say to Pilate, crucify him. Because if I can kill the Son of Man, then I'll get the rest of them. Little did he know that Christ, he said, I lay down my life. No man take. I'm going to tell you before it happens, I lay down my life so that when it happens, you're going to believe that it was me. I could have cast that dude out. I could have. Don't you think I could call legions of angels to come down and rescue me? But that's not the plan. My God. And so Christ hangs on a tree and says, it is finished. The kingdom then comes to us. Woo! The kingdom of God. He cast out the prince of this world, the prince of the air, by hanging in the air and cast him out. And the
peace of God came unto us. The Comforter came unto us. The kingdom of God is all of that peace, joy, and righteousness. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Are you understanding me this morning? So that when we read in Acts chapter 3 and 14, you'll understand better. But ye denied the Holy One. Peter's preaching to these Pharisees and these Jews and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name. What was his name going to do? He said, I'm going to glorify your name. I've already glorified you. Now I'm going to glorify your name on the earth by casting out like you did in heaven. You're going to do it again. I'm going to glorify you again in the earth. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man, that impotent man, whom you see and know. You know him. You know the guy that begged for all these years. You know him. He's strong because of the Prince of Life cast out the prince of the air. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you. I like soundness, a sound mind. Soundness. Then we read on a little further in Acts chapter 5:29. And Peter and the apostles answered, saying, we ought to obey God rather than men. And God, our fathers, raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him God hath exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness. He was taking Satan's kingdom down by men saying, I am sorry. Lord, forgive me of my sins. He was taking him down. Christ was drawing men unto him and away from Satan's kingdom because the new prince had more power than the old one. Hallelujah. I got to close, but you could read on where even Paul preaches about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers and what fellowship hath God with Belial. And he tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. And then he writes, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death and the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. And here's my Thanksgiving message. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to come back and preach shortly about Jesus Christ, the mediator. I've got some new thoughts on that I want to share with you here shortly. But amen. Thank you for your kind attention. Take a quick break. 10:30, we'll be back for morning worship. And don't forget, we have some activities following. Really not activities, food activities following service this morning. God bless you.